us. It's the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with Program 69 in a series of 260 shows dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years. Follows the format of the great series by Frank Fitzsimmons, so we simply call it Where Fitz Left Off. Yesterday, I didn't give you the name of Danny's dummy. That's Danny the ventriloquist. His sidekick is Russell. Now, today we'll barely mention Danny Crockett. He was the first dummy used by another Hendersonville ventriloquist, Alex Houston. And he put him in storage for another dummy named Elmer, and more on that after this. Back in 1948, WHKP was trying to establish itself in a field of competition that was fierce. We started with the old Mutual Broadcasting System, which had a couple of great daytime ladies' audience participation shows, Heart's Desire and Queen for a Day, with host Jack Bailey. And Mutual had a strong kids lineup in the afternoon with Tom Mix, Hop Harrigan, and the Lone Ranger. But Mutual simply couldn't compete in the evening hours. It was an all-out battle between NBC and CBS, with ABC having a few shows contending for top ratings. And then television made its debut, with the first station receivable in the area, Channel 3 Charlotte. Thereafter, there was Channel 4. And in this period, WHKP had to become innovative. We sponsored a 13-week-long talent hunt, a live stage show from the stage of the old State Theater, the great B-movie house that featured only B-movies and westerns. And the so-called stage facilities there were virtually non-existent. And with yours truly, in a sense, cutting his teeth on live show business, there could not have been a greater test. The audiences in the old state were totally hostile. They booed, they hooted. But as they say, on with the show. This talent show was an elimination event. We'd find a single winner each week, and then finally, on the grand finale night, we had all 13 winners on the really big show. Then that night, we packed them in, and the audience hit a new high in rudeness. Now, how Alex Houston was able to do it, I'll never know. He was a very young ventriloquist with a dummy that had been given to him by a retired showbiz professional from High Point. That dummy had been made in England about 1900. But Alex hung in there amidst the hoots and the hollers and the catcalls, and finally, the better-behaved majority finally out-yelled the hooligans. And Alex won. Mr. and Mrs. John Bell Houston to New York with Alex for an appearance on the Lanny Ross Show on the old Mutual Network. This is a part of that show that was dubbed back in 1949.
You are just plain stupid, Elmer. Why, I bet you don't even know where Washington is.
Washington? Well, he's dead.
Oh, no, Elmer. I mean the capital of the United States.
Oh, well, they've loaned it all to Europe.
Hey, this Elmer's not so dumb after all.
Alex, I want to congratulate you on winning all those wonderful prizes down there. Okay. I wonder, though, is Elmer playing hooky from school today?
Yes, sir, I'm afraid he is.
Mm-hmm. I hope he'll learn his lessons. Does he know how to sing at all?
Well, he tries a little bit.
Well, there's a new song, you know, the one I just opened with this morning called Zing, Zing, Zoom, Zoom. Suppose Elmer and I were to sort of warm up our pipes and sing a little duet together. Would that be fun?
How do you like that, Elmer?
Sounds fine to me.
Now, Elmer, all you have to say is zing, zing, zoom, zoom every time it comes up.
Zing, zing, zoom, zoom.
That's easy.
Zing, zing, zoom, zoom.
My little heart goes boom when I hear this melody playing. With this song in mind, your troubles you'll find. That's right, Elmer.
Zing, zing, zoom, zoom, my...
No, Elmer, wait.
The song is over, Elmer, but you are very good.
Alex Houston. He had show business in his blood. He did acts with Elmer for whatever he could earn to help pay his way through Brevard College. In the meantime, he and his brother John Bell Houston, Jr. were clog dancing with the North Carolina Cloggers, managed by his mother and father. Alex then got a chance to do a USO show in Korea, and from that work he was signed by agent promoter Connie B. Gay, who ran a huge country barn dance operation outside of Washington, D.C., in which starred Jimmy Dean. This was before Jimmy Dean had even heard of sausage. Alex worked this variety show up through the summer of 1958, and when Dean was given an opportunity on CBS TV, a new MC was brought in, and Alex Houston took on a much more important role. He became a writer not only for his own material, but for the show itself. Later worked with Ronnie Millsap, Dolly Parton, many others. He was able to get a recording contract, and about 1980 dubbed his first record, Here Comes Peter Cotton Claws, a Christmas album. A winner of the WHKP Talent Hunt back there in 1949, who had his first major appearance on the Lanny Ross Show on the Old Mutual Network, and then for the rest of his life, in the sweat of his brow, he managed to hang in there for the success that he is. One of the young men I like to remember, the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we begin the next 50 years.